Affirm core values succinctly. Your core values are like the GPS for your life, helping you steer toward what matters. Think of them as your personal North Star guiding you to your dreams. They're like your inner compass, keeping you steady when things get tough and driving you to do your best work. To figure out your core values, start with what you want in life and then dig deep to uncover why it's important to you. For instance, if you're chasing after more money, ask yourself why. Is it because you want to take care of your loved ones or explore the world? If it's about family, you might value security, but if it's about adventure, you probably treasure freedom. Jot down why these values mean so much to you and how they've shaped your journey. Then, sum it up in 3 code words that pack a punch and remind you of what truly matters. Craft a clear, concise, compelling vision tale. While clarifying what matters to me, I'm piecing together a vision for my life. Right now, I'm experiencing a mix of emotions. There are moments of happiness, like when I achieve a goal or spend time with loved ones. But there's also sadness, often stemming from challenges or disappointments. To understand where I am today, I have to look back at the journey, using this 5-part structure. 1. Clarify your character. I am statements reveal who I am and where I'm headed. They show my strengths and areas for growth. Right now, I'm curious, reliable, and creative. But I also face challenges, feeling overwhelmed at times. To shape the life I want, I need to become more disciplined, focused, and resilient. So, I'll define myself as disciplined, focused, and resilient, guiding myself toward my desired life. 2. Understand your current struggles. Every day, I encounter challenges like feeling overwhelmed and lacking direction. If I ignore these challenges, my life could get more chaotic and stressful. To prevent this, I'll prioritize, set clear goals, and seek support when needed. 3. Identify your guiding light. My North Star is my guiding light, reflecting my core values. It's the vision of a life where I'm disciplined, focused, and resilient, pursuing my passions with clarity and purpose. Even in chaos, my North Star keeps me grounded, reminding me of what truly matters. 4. Plot your path. To reach my North Star, I need to focus on prioritizing, setting goals, and seeking support. I'll face obstacles like procrastination and self-doubt, but I can overcome them with strategies like time management techniques and positive affirmations. With determination and perseverance, the journey is attainable. 5. Take your first stride. My first step towards my North Star is to prioritize my daily tasks. I'll create a to-do list and tackle the most important tasks first, setting the stage for a disciplined and focused approach to achieving my goals. When you organize your vision story this way, it hooks your brain's survival mode by addressing current problems, connects with your feelings by painting a picture of a better future, and convinces your logical side with evidence that you're capable of handling what lies ahead. Incorporate various archetypes for depth. Archetypes are like blueprints for behavior that everyone has inside them. Even if some seem unfamiliar, they're all there, waiting to be tapped into. By understanding and embracing these archetypes, you can better face challenges and make a bigger impact. The LIFT method zeroes in on 6 key archetypes. 1. Defender. This archetype shields people and principles. 2. Motivator. This archetype offers inspiration, motivation, and momentum. 3. Connector. This archetype diffuses tensions, builds friendships, and connects playfully. 4. Supporter. This archetype uplifts and supports others. 5. Facilitator. This archetype encourages deep discussions. 6. Leader. This archetype leads decision-making and delegates tasks. Discovering and embodying different archetypes can help you tackle challenges and add more meaning to your life. Start by figuring out which archetype you typically embody and think about times when it's been useful or held you back. Consider any current obstacles you're facing. Could switching to a different archetype improve your performance? If so, Try embracing that archetype in relevant situations and adjust your routines accordingly. Each archetype is linked to a natural element. For instance, the sage is connected to earth, while showtime is associated with fire. To tap into the sage archetype, spend time barefoot on grass or sit quietly on the ground. To access the showtime archetype, sit near a fire, soaking in its warmth and light. Inspire a hero's journey. Picture yourself as a mentor guiding a hero on their journey to redemption. Let's use the 5-step PRO system to inspire others to take action. 1. Problem. Get people thinking about what's bothering them the most, like money, time, and reputation in business. Take your time to understand the problems before jumping to solutions. 2. Promise. Paint a picture of how things could be better in the future using what-if scenarios. 3. Process. Explain step by step how they can tackle their current challenges to achieve a better future. Break it down into manageable stages so it doesn't feel overwhelming. 4. Proof. Show evidence that the process works through examples like case studies, testimonials, or stories. 5. Prompt. Give a simple task that they can easily do to move forward, even if it's just a small step. When facing pushback on your advice, the PRO system turns the tables, making conversations two-way streets for a better grasp of those you're trying to sway. Empower through inquiry and attentive listening. To create strong connections with stakeholders, be clear about your intentions, ask insightful questions, and listen carefully. Start by explaining why you're there and what matters to you. Then, find out about the challenges they're dealing with by asking about facts, feelings, and values. Use the same approach to understand the goals guiding them. Once you understand their challenges and goals, discuss the steps, evidence, and motivation, knowing that they care about the result. When it comes to listening, there are two main types: active and empathetic. Active listening is all about building a connection. It means adjusting how you speak and act to match the other person. On the other hand, empathetic listening means putting yourself in someone else's shoes and understanding how they feel. Before heading into a tough situation, it's crucial to prepare yourself mentally. Take a moment to breathe deeply and focus on how you want the people involved to feel after your conversation. Think about the future they want and try to find a solution that benefits everyone. And remember, most problems can be solved if you approach them with the right mindset. Craft a captivating message. Spark curiosity with clear images. Make complex messaging irresistible by using the pitch formula. It's a method to create captivating messages that grab attention and engage the audience. 1. Craft engaging messages. When you're sending a message, make it all about the people you're talking to. People pay more attention when they feel like the message is meant just for them. 2. Useful images. Did you know that people remember images well? After seeing a bunch of pictures, they can recall them super accurately even days later. So, if you're giving a talk, throw in some pictures that help explain what you're saying. And if you're chatting with someone, describe things vividly to paint a clear picture in their mind. 3. Get real. Sometimes words can be a bit vague. To make your message more concrete, use phrases that help people visualize things. Like saying, boots on the ground instead of just military action. 4. Spark curiosity. Ever been in a meeting that's just boring? Instead, make it interesting by asking questions that make people curious. Leave out a piece of info and see what people come up with. It'll get everyone thinking. 5. Strong headline. When you're working on something big, sum it up with a catchy headline. Like when Steve Jobs was making the iPhone, he had a headline that said, "Apple reinvents the phone." It kept everyone focused on the goal. Align words, tone, emotions, and body language. To make sure people pay attention to and act on what you say, it's important to be congruent, express your emotions clearly, and pay attention to body language. Congruence means making sure your words, tone, expressions, and gestures all match up to convey a clear message. It's like the saying, show don't tell. If you're excited, show it in how you look and act. Emotional intention means knowing what you want your audience to understand, do, and feel. Think of body language as the secret weapon of great speakers and athletes. Just like athletes need a proper technique to excel, speakers need to master how they carry themselves. Here's the deal. Stand tall with your feet apart, sit up straight, and move with confidence. Keep your elbows away from your body. Want to show warmth and openness? Turn your palms up. Need to signal closure or decisiveness? Turn them down. Now, when you're giving a talk, think about this trick. When talking about the past or negative stuff, gesture or move to your right. When discussing the future or positive things, go left. It's like guiding your audience through your story. And hey, for virtual meetings, let's make it feel like we're all in the same room. Set your camera at eye level, make sure there's good lighting, and keep your hands visible. Oh, and grab a lavalier microphone for crystal clear sound. Boost performance with positive self-talk, deep breathing, and cold exposure. When you're facing big moments, stress can mess with your performance, but you can fight back against those fight, flight, or freeze instincts. Positive self-talk, breathing exercises, and even cold exposure can help you stay cool under pressure. Talking to yourself might sound weird, but it works. Just keep it positive and based on facts. Like, instead of saying you're nervous, say you're excited. They feel pretty similar physically, but one makes you feel ready to conquer, while the other just gets in your way. So, before something big, remind yourself you've got this. Say it out loud if you have to. I've done this before, I can do it again. Breathing exercises are another trick. They can help you chill out fast. Try stuff like deep belly breathing or 5,552 rhythmic breathing. 1. Diaphragmatic breathing. Place your hand on your belly, breathe out fully while saying, shh. Pause for 2 seconds, then breathe naturally for a few rounds. 2. 5,552. Rhythmic breathing. Breath out completely to clear out stale air from your lungs. Hold for 2 seconds. Next, breathe in for 5 counts, hold for 5, breathe out for 5, hold for 2, and repeat. 3. Physiological sigh. Take a deep breath in through your nose, then a bit more, and exhale with a sigh through your mouth. Repeat 2 to 3 times for extra benefits. Cold exposure, specifically spending 11 minutes each week in ice baths up to your neck, can help you handle adrenaline better and increase dopamine levels. You can break this down into shorter sessions of about 3 minutes each throughout the week. Advance goals with commitment, action, and repetition. To reach your big goals, you gotta stick to them with the CAR method. Commitment, action, and repetition. Got your future all planned out? Great. Now, pick a milestone you wanna hit and tell someone about it, so you gotta stick to your word. Then, start with a baby step, something small you can do right now, and keep doing it over and over. Make it a routine, something you do without even thinking, like brushing your teeth. And if you're into rituals, make them simple and uplifting, like play your favorite jam while you're getting ready. Keep it short, sweet, and empowering. Make it a habit to picture your dream future regularly and think about the story of how you'll get there. This helps you stay focused on your goals and makes them easier to reach. Key points. 1. Define core values as life's GPS, guiding towards aspirations. 2. Craft vision tales to navigate emotions and set direction. 3. Incorporate archetypes to enhance problem solving and impact. 4. Inspire action through problem solving and goal setting. 5. Empower communication through inquiry and attentive listening. 6. Use the pitch formula for engaging messaging and alignment. 7. Boost performance with positive self-talk and practical techniques.